For the second time in 3 years, the Parole Board of Canada has rejected the application of a former Lower Mainland doctor who used a hitman to murder a female patient in 1994. Josefakis Charalambos received a life sentence 29 years ago for the first-degree murder of Sean Simmons, after David Schlender, a hitman Charalambos hired, entered the woman's home, shot her twice, and beat her with the pistol. Charalambos hired the hitman after Simmons lodged a regulatory complaint against him, for questionable sexual behavior, including sexual assault, according to the Parole Board's case overview. Key to the denial of both part and full-time parole for Charalambos was a psychological risk assessment determining he poses a moderate risk for future violence. Although Charalambos, 71, has displayed acceptable behavior overall as a medium security inmate, he also displayed a sense of entitlement in the belief he deserves parole, the ruling states. Your sense of entitlement, arrogance and ego that remain relevant factors in your case, the decision stated. According to the Parole Board, while Charalambos' good behavior in prison was a mitigating factor, the most likely target of your potential future violence, vulnerable girls or women, are absent in a correctional environment. Charalambos also faced an allegation he sexually molested a 14-year-old karate student in 1974. And in 1978, Charalambos was convicted of common assault, according to the board. Charalambos was also charged with sexually assaulting a house guest in 1985 when she refused his advances, however, the charges were eventually stayed. The decision noted Charalambos, who once shared a home with a 15-year-old patient who he later married, continues to deny having been sexually involved with any of his patients. The board finds you continue to lack the internalization of the skills necessary to manage this risk, the board stated. In its decision, the board noted corrections officers have recommended Charalambos first apply for escorted temporary absences, an ETA, in order to demonstrate the ability to use your skills and tools during ATAs and at a minimum security site. However, you have not applied due to your opinion you are ready for day parole release, the board stated. In 2020, Charalambos was denied parole. That decision stated he was combative with other inmates, often dominated phone and television privileges and was a part of the institutional subculture. While the board noted his behavior had improved in recent years, incidents involving tobacco sales, fights as well as possession of contraband and unauthorized items were included in his file. Charalambos has 3 adult children now, who are estranged from him. He is said to be in a pro-social relationship with his siblings, however. Former journalist John Griffiths, who authored Fatal Prescription, a doctor without remorse about the murder, has said the case drew international headlines in the 1990s and was featured on Inside Edition. With files from Tri-City News, G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca.